This is Degaris Maskless MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of maskulism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 765, part 3, entitled Women's Diminishing Status. Carrying straight on. 4. The Scientific Critique. It's often said that the best propaganda, just a minute, is the truth. This is certainly true as seen by someone like me, who is both a masculist and a scientist. I have a prof doctor in front of my name. I've published 150 research papers in my career before retirement. I pretty well pioneered the research specialty of artificial brains. I am a true dyed-in-the-wool scientist who cares, in capital letters, very much about what is true, which is what science is all about, that is, learning about how the world works. When I come across ideas that sound to me to be bullshit, I get antsy. That's why I have a very low opinion of religionists or flat earthers. I can't take seriously people who believe that there is life after death, or virgin births, or sons of gods, or resurrections, or miracles, or angels. My attitude to such ideas is that they are all bullshit. Similarly with flat earthers, dash, quote, "Hey, flat earther! Get on a plane and fly around the earth, you fuckwit." The scientist in me gets antsy towards many of the claims of monoconscious feminists, particularly regarding women's intellectual abilities relative to men. The scientist in me feels that too many feminists are what I call isianate fairies. The word isianate means unable to think scientifically due to ignorance of science, and fairy as in living in a fairyland, believing what you want, in capital letters, to believe. The word isianate is very useful and has a similar function as do words like illiterate, in brackets, equals unable to read due to ignorance of the alphabet, or innumerate equals unable to think mathematically due to ignorance of mathematics. I look upon the claims of feminists with a very cold, objective, scientific eye and call them out if I think that some of these claims don't stand up to scientific scrutiny. To scientifically minded women, in brackets, and there are fewer of such women than men due to women's greater interest in people and relationships, whereas men are more interested in things and abstractions, close brackets. The maskless scientific arguments may be very persuasive in convincing these women, millions of them, that women truly are inferior to men in many respects, and that that relation will lower women's general status level in these women's eyes. Personally, I can't stomach monoconscious feminists' insufferable arrogance, their unconscious, unquestioned sense of moral superiority, of entitlement, as taught them by monoconscious feminism. So I feel strongly motivated to counter it with the most powerful of all intellectual tools, that is, science, to get my revenge against the awful misandrist hypocrisy of monoconscious feminist arrogance, wanting to crush it with powerful masculist science. For example, take the feminist claim that women are as intellectually capable as men. To me, this is bullshit on so many grounds. So what does scientific evidence say on this point? I think that any intelligent person of either sex ought to be able to rattle off the following list of facts when confronting someone who states categorically that women are men's intellectual equals in many respects. Here's that list. I'll start with a statistic that cannot be denied, that is utterly damning to women who believe that women have the same level of genius as men. Ask yourself, what percentage of science Nobel Prizes have been won by women? Answer, brackets, according to GPT 5.5, that I label simply Jeep, that's J-E-E-P, and that's from the GNP in GPT, dash 4%, which is pathetic. There are no female Einsteins, Beethovens, Kants. Women lack genius. Women's testosterone levels are a whopping 20 times lower than men's, so women are a lot less aggressive, ambitious, dogged, persistent, so complete difficult tasks far less often than do men. So men's performance levels are far higher than women's. Men are smarter than women on average by 4 IQ points, say Professors Philippe, that's with a double P-E, Rushton, R-U-S-H-T-O-N, and Richard Lynn, that's L-Y-N-N, close brackets. This is not surprising, since women have been sexually selecting men for thousands of generations who were taller, bigger, stronger, fiercer, and smarter than women. There's a 0.4 correlation between brain volume and IQ. Men's brains are 10% larger than women's, so that's 8 billion fewer neurons in the female cortex than men's. No wonder men are better at abstractions and dominate the sciences and mathematics. Some feminists claim that men have bigger brains than women because men have bigger bodies than women, analogous to whales and elephants having bigger brains than humans because they have bigger bodies. But that argument is easily refuted by the simple fact that little boys and little girls have same-sized bodies, but nevertheless, the little boys still have 10% bigger brains than little girls. Men have a 10% greater IQ variance than women, so over a whole population, men's IQ scores are more spread out, and women's are more bunched up. So the morons and the genii are males. With the genii being males, women's pathetic 4% of science Nobel Prize winners is to be expected. Knowing the average IQ and the IQ variance of men and women, one can plug these two parameters into the famous Gaussian IQ probability distribution bell curve formula, one for women and one for men, and then use these two curves to predict the proportion of women to men at various IQ levels needed to be a full professor in math and to win a Fields Medal, in brackets, the equivalent of the Nobel Prize in math, but harder to get, close brackets. The theoretical predictions are that roughly a tenth of full math professors will be women, and that only one woman per century will win a Fields Medal. From my own experiences at a dozen universities over my career, that 1 in 10 full professors being female in the STEM fields, that's science, tech, engineering, and math, is about right. And only two women have ever won the Fields Medal in the real world. So the theoretical predictions match the reality pretty closely, which is a pretty strong case that women lack genius. Hence, women should be a lot more humble and grateful to men for men's genius that has so benefited women. For example, science-based medicine, the pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc. Women don't build anything, invent anything, create anything. Women are such parasites of men. Without men, women wouldn't last 6 months. If, hypothetically, suddenly all the women died off, men would survive another century and probably longer, since they would undertake a crash research program to solve the reproduction problem. Whereas if suddenly all the men died, then women would not survive 6 months. Women would crash back to the Stone Age. There would be a mass female starvation die off because women could not operate the machines and perform the services necessary to run a modern economy. Again, women need to be a lot more humble and grateful to men for keeping women alive. As women do this increasingly, their general status level will lower, which better reflects the reality as shown by science. Once bioconscious masculinism has saturated its spread across the planet, that is, nearly all men have been infected by the masculine virus, there'll be millions of masculine scientists who will not tolerate iscionate, monoconscious feminists sprouting their misandrist, iscionate lies and will bite their fucking heads off with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculine rhetoric. Science is the greatest form of knowledge creation that men have ever invented. When the high priests of modern society, that is, scientists in their millions, are also masculine, then monoconscious feminism will be crushed and relegated to the dustbin of history, wiped out, seen as a historical glitch that did not correspond to reality, that it was a female fantasy that the monoconscious feminists propagated for a few decades until male masculine scientists got fed up with it and crushed it, forcing feminist ideas to correspond with scientifically verified reality. Mind you, this is not to say that the feminists don't have a point. They obviously do, as anyone can see by reading feminist books. If I were a woman, I'd be a feminist. Hopefully a bi-conscious feminist. I'm not anti-feminist per se, but I have a hatred of most feminists' monoconsciousness that I see as both hypocritical and genocidal, and aim to help wipe out such women by either forcing them to become bi-conscious by learning some masculinism, or effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, manless, miserable deaths, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually by men, masculinist men. As most women, certainly educated women, absorb the above scientific arguments, they will lower their arrogance towards men. It will cause women to accept their genetic inferiority in many respects, and that will lower their self-perceived status level. Men too will see women as inferior in many respects and not tolerate iscionate, monoconscious feminist fictions that state otherwise. As an aside, a similar case will occur with race, brackets, defining race in the man in the street way as blacks, whites and yellows, close brackets. Looking at a world IQ map shows that blacks are the dumbest group, brackets, race. Whites are in the middle, and yellows, in brackets, that's East Asians, that is Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, Singaporeans, close brackets, are the smartest. The same ranking also occurs with crime rates. Look at South Africa. Botha, B-O-T-H-A, a former white apartheid South African prime minister, famously said, quote, "Black people cannot rule themselves because they don't have the brain and mental capacity to govern a society. Give them guns, they will kill themselves. Give them power, they will steal all the government money." Dot, dot, dot. End quote. Which is what happened. South Africa today, after 30 years of black rule, is just another third world black African shithole country. Like all the other poor third world black African shithole countries. We have here two examples of a war between scientific realities on the one hand and emotionally comforting, in brackets to some groups, fictions on the other. Personally, as a masculine scientist, I wage war against monoconscious feminist iscionate fairies and have a very low opinion of blacks, who are the planet's dumbest group with the planet's highest crime rate. For example, in the country I'm currently living in, Australia, the Aborigines are the second dumbest people in the world with an average IQ of 60. In brackets, the only people dumber than them are the pygmies in Central Africa at 55, close brackets. And far worse, the Aborigines have the planet's, in capital letters, highest crime rate. In brackets, in terms of arrests per capita, close brackets. If you want confirmation of this, then JEEP, J-E-E-P, the name of Professor Richard Lynn, that's L-Y-N-N, and read his well-documented books. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Click on the Maskless tab for 760-plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI Will Kill 1 Billion People - Do We Create Our Exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Maskless videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order, close brackets, can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That's four words. Now, ad libbing again, I hope you like the new images with my new 4K webcam. Ciao.